Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. This PAX East 2024 interview is part of a larger series where I spoke with developers, producers, level designers, motion capture artists, and programmers about the games they were presenting. Today's interview is about a game asking the question that's on everyone's mind: what if Silent Hill was sexy and gay? I'm excited to present to you our interview with the producer of Sorry We're Closed.
Hi, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. I'm here with Harry, one of the producers on a very cool game called Sorry We're Closed. Walking through PAX, there's like a few games that stick out, and this one definitely stuck out to me because the art style, PS1 horror style game, looks a little bit like Killer 7 and some very cool PS2 games I used to like as a kid. So what is Sorry We're Closed?
So Sorry We're Closed is a very spooky, very queer, very awesome.
Yes.
survival horror game.
All those things are definitely true from the demo I played.
Absolutely. But it's a sort of survival horror game in the kind of the vein of Silent Hill, Resident Evil.
Sure, yeah, I felt that for sure.
From back, way back in the like 2000s.
Yeah.
And you play as Michelle. Now, Michelle went through a really bad breakup, 3-year relationship. It was really heartbreaking for her.
Yes.
And she was feeling a little bit, you know, the loneliness kicks in.
Yeah.
That loneliness preyed upon by a 9-foot-tall demon.
A very strangely sexy but very scary looking demon. That was a lot.
That's exactly what the devs were going for.
Okay. They nailed scary, like in the way Hellraiser is kind of sexy. It's that it felt like that kind of, I'm feeling uncomfortable, but there's definitely something sexy going on, demon.
100%. Yeah, and this 9-foot-tall demon is like, I love you.
Yeah.
We're gonna be with each other forever. Yeah. Of course, being a normal, rational human, Michelle's like, No, I
like that the options were no or basically hell no
when
the demon propositions you.
Yeah. So the demon's just like, you'll learn to love me. I'm going to curse you.
Very spooky. Yeah.
Yes, giving her the third eye.
Yes.
Now, you have 3 days to break this curse.
Okay.
And with this third eye, it unlocks a whole new worldview for Michelle.
I saw that because it seems like it's like there's like a two games like layered on top of two worlds like layered on top of each other.
Yes.
And when you do, I love the snapping fingers to get the third eye to like turn on.
Yes.
Very slick.
Yes.
So you turn your third eye and then you see this kind of other world like layered on top of another. You get to like reveal the other world. It's very cool.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we were so like enthralled with it. Well, it was a combination of sexy demons and you know, just an amazing art style made by Christine, the one of the developers.
Yes, yeah.
And the third eye really is kind of like the core of the combat. So would you use it both for exploration and combat at the same time?
Yeah.
So like with combat, it unlocks, you can see crit spots or the hearts.
Yes. And I know a lot of people don't, I feel like a lot of people don't know Killer 7, but like it felt very Killer 7. I was like, this is awesome. I love that stuff with the crit spots when you go into first person mode.
Yeah, absolutely. So it adopts those like old style games where like you're able to move in third person. And in order to shoot, you have to stop your motion and go into first person, which adds a little bit of suspense.
Sure.
To add to the more survival horror genre.
Yeah.
But also, it really tests your wits and your skills and your reaction times and stuff like that. And allows you to kind of, like, hone yourself as you move forward throughout the game.
Yeah, I really love that. I love the style is the thing that immediately sticks out to me with, like, the character design, the character portraits. I'm sitting here, like, next to a key art thing that just, like, character design looks incredible. It's so strong.
Yeah.
I liked all the characters and stuff, too. Do you know, I like the kind of nonchalant attitude that people seem to have in this world. I like that kind of offbeat world. So are demons and stuff just kind of a part of this world? Or is it like, does she live in the real world and the demons are part of this other thing that she's never seen before?
Yeah, so the demon world is sort of like the unseen world. Where
her friend seemed very okay with it.
Her friend, and as you find more people throughout the world have a human form and a demon form. Her friend Robin is the first one to really reveal her true form, her true demon, kind of like sexy look.
Everybody's ultimate form is a sexy thing.
Everybody's
sexy in this game. Absolutely.
And she's kind of like Michelle's gateway into the demon world.
Gotcha.
Where she sort of acts like a guide in the beginning of just like, hey, this is your world. wake up.
Like, sure.
This is reality.
I really liked how mean people were in this world as well. Like there's a safe spot where it's like you call an operator.
Yes.
And like, it's like, oh, this is where I save. Maybe we'll have like a fun little, oh, this is the guy who's helpful. It's like, no, this guy thinks you're a joke. And
yes.
It's just like, what is happening?
Yeah, the operator wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah. I thought it was fun and kind of like how strangely aggressive it was. And I like that immediate other world sort of stuff where it's like, I guess my question is the demo just the opening of the game or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very, very kind of condensed version of what
gotcha.
The game is going to be at the opening and
sure.
kind of like accelerated and some of the things have changed.
Okay.
So the beginning of the game and the full version will be different.
Okay.
The demo is sort of just like we added some stuff from the later game. We
gotcha.
Kind of condensed a little bit of the conversations.
Okay.
In order to, you know, streamline the process
sure.
and give you more of a better idea of what the full game will be.
Because it went from 0 to 100 really quick and I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be part of the game, so I was just curious
yeah,
about
that.
Yeah,
that's definitely part. Purposeful for the demo.
Sure. So I guess I always hate asking this at PAX because I never know when is this game coming out?
So as of right now, we are slated for this year.
Oh, okay, perfect. Awesome.
We are looking at the fall.
The fall. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm definitely excited for it. I really appreciate the time you took. Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for playing and talking with me.
We are Workforce Gaming. You can find links to the games we talked about today in the video description below. If you like what you heard, you can always subscribe, leave a comment below, and support us on Ko-fi.